Fossils in Greece suggest human ancestors evolved in Europe, not Africa.
Okay, white nonsense.
Did a Greek guy write this? Yeah.
What's his name? How long is his last name?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to me. I look it up. I see the bone. It is old.
Yeah.
It is older, and it is, you can tell, it is not, you know, it is a smarter bone. The African bone, it has no...
Smarter bone?
It is not, it doesn't have the power of the mind the same way. We are talking about, you know, they can't do the same. It's more from Greece. What do we have here?
Let's see what Greek reporter has to say.
Who wrote it? Can we see the guy's name? By Tassos Kokkinidis.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, man.
And the website is Greek Reporter.
GreekReporter.com.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. That's what y'all up to right now.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to fuck our record books?
Wow, right?
Come on, man. They just put us in the Major League Hall of
this
Fame.
That's crazy.
They just added the Negro Leagues to baseball, and that's what you niggas is up to over there?
Wow.
Come on, bro.
Listen, I'm dubious too, Jamel.
A lot of times I've heard this show.
Let's hear Mr. Kokkinidis out.
Damn.
Let's hear what Mr. Tassos Kokkinidis has to say about this.
Of the Greek reporter.
Of one of the most prestigious scientific journals, GreekReporter.com.
Also, look at who it's led by the way. The team led by David B. Gunn. Like, mm-hmm. It's all puns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, that's the scientist's name?
Yeah.
He's from the University of Toronto. All right, read
Life
it,
Begun in Greece.
A recent analysis of fossils recovered in the 1990s in the village of Nikiti in northern Greece supports a controversial theory that apes, the ancestors of humans, evolved in southeastern Europe instead of Africa. The 8 or 9 million-year-old fossils had first been linked to the extinct ape called Uranopithecus.
Uranopithecus. Yeah. Uranos means sky. Hmm. Sky hopper, basically. Go ahead.
However, a team led by David Begun from the University of Toronto's Department of Anthropology has recently analyzed the remains and determined that they likely belong to a male animal from a potentially new species. By inspecting the upper and lower jaw of the ancient European ape, the team suggested that humanity's forebears may have evolved in Europe before migrating to Africa, potentially upending a scientific consensus that has stood since Darwin's day.
Hate. This is all hate.
This is hate.
This is nothing but hate.
This is crazy.
Like, wow.
Never before seen.
Let's look up David Begun. Let's see what else he's into. Yeah.
But, hey, you
it's
know
all white-based. It's all white.
What I will say, though, Will, if this ends with us getting to call European people monkeys, I can't.
Hey, wait a second. I don't know about this.
Trade-off is okay.
Hold on.
The trade-off is
maybe
okay.
That is not what we are saying. We still get to do that.
You wrote the real plan of the apes. The real Planet of the Apes.
Interesting.
That's like a weird Twitter hashtag.
Right. Yeah. This guy seems like he's doing it for the clout.
With collaborators from Europe and Turkey.
Clout.
I wonder what the Turkish anthropologists think.
Oh, man.
No way it could be.
So wait, they think they started in Europe and then went
there? That
anyway. That's very interesting. We'll just have to let the human... I guess the first humans were Greek, man. I mean, you know what I mean? I guess there's something about that.
Come on, dog.
Something about that fertile soil that just kind of makes you smart as shit.
The first salad was a Greek salad.
That's right.
Say that shit to Luau Dang's face, dog.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
No way.
Okay, in this case, the 8 million to 9 million-year-old Nikiti ape would have directly preceded the first hominin. Before hominins migrated to Africa, so I really don't understand this. But, you know, the point is, it appears humanity began in Greece. Mm. Am I surprised? No. Does it all make sense? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Not all anthropologists agree. Let's hear him out, I guess.
No, he's out of his fucking mind.
As noted by New Scientist, the Nikiti ape may be completely unrelated to hominins. It may have evolved similar features independently, developing teeth to eat similar foods or chew similarly to hominins. Well, I personally believe what GreekReporter.com has to say.
No way.
This is definitely not the kind of story that all of my dad's racist friends that he drinks coffee with would cling on to and be pumped to hear about.
Man.
To send their daughters who go to college and be like, see these? Do you see what I'm saying? This is why you cannot date a black guy.
Can you go to blackreporter.com?
Yeah. Yeah. See what I said. Yeah, let's show that to Dr. Umar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Let's see what he has to say. Oh my God.
I'd love to have David B. Gunn argue with Dr. Umar.
That would be awesome.
Let's get it to happen.